Right. It works in all directions. It's a cyclical thing. Build you, then you build it. Build you, then you build it. So, how do we get on this topic? Where do we get here?
Remember all mitzvahs.
Oh, you were such a. Okay.
So I really wanted to go with you. We started off, you said that how to come to understand the Torah. Is that what we started off with?
Yeah. Be able to be an authority in Torah.
Right. You said we have to have number one, Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim, right. And Yerushalayim is an ongoing process of acquisition.
Right. And I asked how does one acquire that if they don't have it through their own personal experience, So what I really wanted to say off that question that I had about how one acquires Yerushalayim is that I guess that's the significance of making yourself a teacher or a rab, right? Because through walking through the experience of Torah, for someone who's already walked through that experience of Torah, it's like they can in part help you to unlock certain experiences in yourself.
That's true. 100%. And that's why a good rabbi is somebody who inspires you to have more Yerushalayim. But we should know a very important statement made by the Rama, the Moshe Itzelish, who in Yerodea, who was the Ashkenazic rabbi who wrote the glosses on the Shulchan Aruch, written by Rabbi Yosef Karo. He says that today, in our day and age, the Sforim are our Rabbeinu. Because most of the wisdom we learn from Sforim. So a really good sefer, and it's hard to find them. It's even harder to find them in English. But a really good sefer will be a sefer which imbues you with Yerushalayim. There are some very few inspirational works of that type. I know a couple, which have worked for me. But that's also an important thing, because not always will you have a rabbi available who will inspire you, but sometimes a book will inspire you, and sometimes you're going to have to inspire yourself. But yeah, it's an interesting point. Not fully exploring it today, we'll come back to tomorrow, but usually, you can tell if somebody has Yerushalayim or not. That's an important point that you have to come back to. It might be a big process to acquire it, but intuitively, you can usually sense on other people who's got Yerushalayim and who doesn't. Yeah, I'm not saying people can make mistakes, but generally speaking, it's possible to recognize who has and who doesn't. If you ask them how they acquire, they might not know, but it's possible to know, and it's important to try and figure that out. Again, you might make mistakes, but it's an important thing to try and figure out before you pick for yourself a role model, somebody to admire.
That relationship that we just discussed with the rabbi, and you said it was possibly Yerushalayim from Sephora, like, it was my understanding that was also transmitted through Torah Shabbat Pei. That's what I was thinking. That's not impossible, but it's been very difficult to get that from the paper.
Right, but just like nowadays, most of our Torah Shabbat Pei comes from Sephora, so too most of our Yerushalayim must come from Sephora. That's reality.
I guess I'm basing on
experience. Yeah, but the thing is like this. Think about how much time you actually spend. How many of us in the course of our lifetime are really going over time? We spoke this stuff. But just one more line. We'll come back to this tomorrow. Because Rabbi Yerkowski did say in class in the base matters you want to apply. See, how many times in the course of one's life, not that about you, I'm talking about myself. How many times in the course of one's life does one come into contact with the true tzaddik? Very rarely. And how much, even if you come across them, how much interaction do you actually have? Relatively little. So therefore, in reality, you might be inspired by those few, infrequent contacts, which you might not have any of for that matter. But then, in fact, what you do is when you read a book, you read it through the prism of that encounter, and then you think you're getting it from this person, but in reality, this person is imbuing everything you're learning with the capacity to derive your Yerushalayim from it. I'm not sure it makes any sense, but if I'm not, I'll come back and I'll show you that.